Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, it's hour number two on Dukes and Bell. Thanks for hanging out with Atlanta's number one sports talk show on its number one sports talk station. Carl's got some vacay. I think he's got vacay. I don't know if he's listening. Watching, judging, we'll find out. But Abe Gordon is in today. What'd you do for Mother's Day, by the way? How's your mama?
We had a small get-together. My mom and then my sister-in-law, who's also a mom, we went to their house and just brought some bagels and some fruit, and
nice.
The kids were there.
Okay, low-key.
Small, low-key.
Nice. Abe's dad is a fascinating dude. I always enjoy catching up with your old man.
He's coming to the Father's Day dinner again this year, not far from us in Dunwoody. So
right. It's gonna be a blast. What's the name of the restaurant, by the way?
Lazy Dog Tavern.
Lazy Dog Tavern. Yeah. That's our new event for us this year. We've done it at Buckhead Butcher Shop the last couple of years. So looking forward to that because Abe's dad and I were big history guys, big Civil War guys, and so we were literally like, next you know, it's like a 30-minute conversation.
Yeah, the two of y'all get lost.
Yeah, I'm one of those dudes. There's another guy. We have a listener, Mark. I don't think, David, you haven't met him yet. Mark also he does movie acting. He's got long gray hair. And he does. He's been in a lot of TV shows. He's an extra. Sometimes he plays bad guys in movies. He's a fascinating guy. But he's also a big Civil War. He's the one who got me the. He retraced my great great grandfather's lineage all the way back to Gettysburg and Antietam, and found out, you know, what units he was in and fighting out of the 69th in New York, the Irish Brigade. It's pretty cool. So
you
got
guys
some really
also,
fascinating friends and listeners out there.
Yeah, you guys could get lost in older movie stuff, too.
Right, right.
I know my dad's a big-time movie buff, especially war films. So.
Well, I watched, like I told you, because it was kind of a slow, until you got, like, the Braves game was over.
Yeah.
And some of the NBA games were kind of one-sided, or you just didn't care. So I was kind of like reloaded Band of Brothers on HBO, which is just perfect. And got into that and to kind of just revisited all that. My grandfather, my dad's dad, was not in the 506. He was the 504, the 101st. And we retraced his steps, went from Normandy into like Bastogne all the way through Arnhem and, I mean, into Holland, I should say. It was pretty wild. So I love that stuff.
You know what I caught up on? Because you're right. Like Sunday for me was the one where like I was home early waiting for something to do before bedtime. I actually rewatched the latest Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. Well, because the new one's coming out in a couple weeks, right? The final Reckoning or whatever.
Where Tom Cruise asked you to trust me one more time.
One more time. And just, yeah, so I actually caught up on that. I rewatched it just so I could get all my plot points down.
I know. Every time we see Carl and I laugh our butts off on that because I always think of Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
It's like, no one had happened a third time. No one saw it coming. Here we go again. Again. On that note, it's time for some NFL little 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, it was, again, Falcons rookie minicamp. What does that mean? Well, all the rookies have signed. We found out today that James Pierce Jr. got his deal, so no holdup, swole up. Remember Shamar, was it Shamar Stewart? from Texas A&M. Guys, I said, why were you so sluggish as a player? All of a sudden, you're a combine darling. Now, he's providing a little bit of a contract situation up there in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's concerned about some roster bonuses, and so now he has not signed his deal and is kind of holding out. And you brought it up on our conversation earlier, like, some of the knocks about him were the mindset and the mentality. How much does he love football? And he's testing off the charts and all that. But right. Not a great first impression on your teammates or your fan base.
Yeah, and again, sometimes it takes two to tango, and the Bengals are notoriously cheap. So if there's anybody who's going to lowball what should be a pretty standardized and pretty much, okay, between 1 and 5, you get paid this. 5 and 10, you get this.
Right.
10 and 15, et cetera. It would be the Bengals, who famously is my buddy David Pollack when he got drafted. He's like, so when does the plane pick me up? Oh, no, you've got to get to the airport. Flew him coach up to Cincinnati.
Well, the other
all the
example,
other guys that Dave played football with, they're like guys that Dave went to, like, the Nike camp and stuff with. It's like, yeah, man, I'm on Eagle One or I'm on Rams One. I'm flying coach right now on Delta. You know, I mean, hey, I mean, no, it's just an honor, but still, it just kind of tells you what the Bengals are about.
The other example, by the way, of being a little bit cheap is what's going on with Trey Hendrickson up there.
And he says he's still getting no traction with his contract.
Forget no traction. It's done. He is saying that they have cut off talks entirely. I don't know if that means he's playing out the year, if he's going to sit out, if they're back on the idea of moving him and trading him. But you talk about a team, you just mentioned with Shamar Stewart, that they do their things their own way and a little bit cheaper, and it might cost them one of the best pass rushers in football.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like why they would go with guys like, you know, Frosty Rucker or Odell. Who is Odell? What was Odell? Was it Odell Thurman? Was it Georgia Bowl? Who's the linebacker for Georgia back in the day? I got to look it up. I'll figure it out. Go look at the Georgia and then Bengals and you'll find it, Day-Day. But they've always gone with guys who generally tend to slide a little bit through the draft for value.
Right,
that's
okay.
Generally how they, that's how they got Vontaze Perfect, amongst other reasons, because he came cheap.
A couple of those concerns came true, I guess.
Yeah, Odell Thurman. That was it. And Odell had some issues off the field at Georgia. That's why, sometimes it just, there's a brand that guys go for because they know you can get it. Hey, man, the Falcons think they've got some hits, and they think they hit on the draft. Certainly, we love that Jalen Walker fell to us. Everybody respects that, even as you heard the conversation with Catherine Terrell from down in New Orleans. I mean, everyone's going, yeah, that's a no-brainer for the Falcons. For some, Pierce was a reach. Raheem Morris, speaking with the media over the weekend at rookie minicamp, here's he talking about getting some more pressure on the QB.
And that's got to change. And the only way you can change that is to change that. And that was a part of the process, very intentional, going out and trying to fix the edge room. And it's very intentional to go out and fix our rush to find, another Terryism, to find pressure players. And it was very intentional to be able to do that. And we was able to do that in the first round with those two guys that we were to add there, to be able to get those guys going, to be able to add Leonard Floyd within free agency, to be able to do some things there, to add three guys that were not here last year that you expect to have significant roles in your pass rush and your pressure players.
It really is crazy, Mike, to add Floyd and then these two draft picks, and we're, without having seen any of them play for this team, we're like, embarrassment of riches we got over here. Like,
yeah.
It's all settled, and hope that's the goal, right? Hopefully right. It is, but it is kind of wild to be like, oh, well, would you consider picking up who the Panthers just cut? What's his name?
Jadeveon Clowney.
And
no.
You're like, would you consider? No. I'm like, we don't even have a spot for
him. No.
Like, it's kind of crazy, like how full that pass rush room seems. Now, again, they have to do it on the field, but that when you talk about optimism defensively, that's why.
Well, again, I do think, and Carl and I have talked about what the defensive tackle situation is going to look like, because you could argue you could maybe use another body in that department, but they feel pretty good about it. Jalen Walker, as we said, nobody more impressive to speak with for Carl and I. I mean, he's one of the most impressive rookies that in my time doing Sports Talk Radio, get a chance to sit down with. Here's Jalen talking about the competitive outside linebacker room, just like when he played in Athens.
It's competition everywhere, like you said. And, of course, at Georgia, there's competition everywhere. At this level, it's most definitely competition everywhere. And I'm excited to work. I'm excited to have that competitiveness in the room and excited to meet all the guys on Monday.
We were talking about this last week. Some guys got upset that the 11 was going to Jalen Walker. Well, when I say guys that got upset, Julio fanboys got upset. But who cares? I mean, nobody retires numbers with the Falcons.
Are you sure it wasn't the Logan Woodside crowd that got pissed?
I mean, Koo was rocking 7. I didn't hear any, I'm a big Mike Vick fan myself. Jalen says it's an honor, though, to wear Julio's number.
Yeah, it's an honor. Most definitely a very much honor. And take it serious as much as I can. You know, this is, like I said, once again, an honor. But I'm glad to keep my tradition alive, wearing number 11 since high school.
When we talk Jalen Walker and the draft, and it's so funny how guys make this sometimes more complicated than it is. Look at the tape. Look at what he does. He's throwing big bodies around. Guys that he beat up at Texas are now, you know, in the draft ahead of him.
Yeah.
Which we talked about with the Saints.
Of course.
For instance. But Jalen Walker, basically, he's only like, you know, he's 6'1". It's not like he's 5'8". Okay, he's not my height. Okay. 5'8 in heels. You know, I mean, Micah Parsons is not 6'6". Micah Parsons is 6'3". And he's compared to Micah Parsons. You know, if you can do the job, I don't really care about that. So here he is talking about, hey, I'm a pure edge man.
Good with me, and I'm excited to embrace that role of just being on the edge for this upcoming season. And of course, there could be room to improve and expand roles like that. So I'm excited.
I'm kind of down with everyone dumping on him for one reason or another. Like, any motivation that he's going to take from some of these discussions, I'm all in for. Like, some of these guys really do just need what they build up as a chip on their shoulder.
Right.
If him being a half an inch too small is what drives him for the next 15 years as an elite edge rusher, if that's what he needs, I'll take it.
Hey, one of the shorter guys, and again, easy for me to say, again, I'm 5'8 in heels, but, you know, Jesse Tuggle is not exactly, you know, looking like, you know, Kareem when he comes through the door. He's just a playmaker, man. Sam Mills, we just talked about the Saints last hour. You know, just get the job done. By the way, I got Day-Day laughing back there behind the glass. I'm an edge man. You like that?
I'm an edge man.
See, we just stumble onto this stuff. Hey, let's move on to James Pierce, and says, man, he's got to get off on his get off. Take a listen.
As long as you're playing football, come and play my position, I don't think you should ever stop working on your get off. So, like, hands and get off, you always want to get better. You always feel like you can get better out there somewhere.
That's right. Don't want to have a hitch to your giddy up. Got to get your get off.
No, and he's going to need it, too, because he's going to be counted on in a big way early. And I find it interesting when you talk about the rotation, where these guys are going to line up and how quickly they're going to settle in, because Pierce is one to me that feels like he's just – I mean, and Walker, too. But there are first-round draft picks, you're like, you're going to work your way into the rotation and blah, blah, blah. Both of these guys feel like day one, they're going to be out there in obvious passing downs and stuff like that.
That's James Pierce, by the way, as we're giving you our fourth and one, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Xavier Watts, another impressive young rookie. We had a great conversation with him last week. You might have heard us on the Radio Rewind on the Odyssey app. Jesse Bates texted him. He talks about getting greeted by the defensive captain.
Talked to me, DM'd me, messaged me as soon as I got drafted. You know, can't wait to get to work with you. Him and AJ Terrell, they don't know. They all got to me, reached out to me. So I'm really excited to learn from Jesse. I think he will be a great resource. I mean, I heard he's a really good dude. It's crazy. I mean, all my interviews, they asked me who I'm out of my game after, and I said Jesse Bates. So it's crazy that I've ended up teammates with him. So I'm just really excited to learn from him, and I think it'll be good.
I know we're all amped about Walker and Pierce, and rightfully so, but I kind of do wonder if the impact that Watts could have. Because we talked about it, and we looked back at some of the games, and it wasn't just a lack of pass rush. There were games where the secondary was completely lost. He is a big, big step towards solving that. So if you can fix the front end, you're also taking steps to fix the back end. And he, from watching him at college, he is one of the smarter players that you will find, which – again, like he said, kind of reminds you of Jesse Bates a little bit. I'm excited to see those two pair.
One more piece of audio from Falcons minicamp, and you get to hear from the offensive line coach, Dwayne Ledford, Abe. And Dwayne, you know, one thing we've been mentioning throughout the year, and maybe it's just me, that sometimes I feel McGarry going backwards, beep, 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 is not as good as when he goes forward. And the blind side is, of course, the blind side. Now with the left-handed quarterback, McGarry, that's his department. Here's Dwayne saying, don't make a big deal out of the blind side, Joe.
No, there's not. It's a little bit different. Like, you know, if there was a lot of stuff underneath center that you used to see, I think that you would have those conversations. But now with everything kind of being in the gun or pistol for us, like, you kind of – it's a little bit different now. There hasn't been any conversations like that with either the tackles or anything like that with it.
Am I crazy, Mike? Like – I'm just not in that discussion of, like, it's that bad.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With Caleb McGarry. Like, I'm not saying he's an all-pro. But
I've just seen him give up a lot. I mean, hell.
I guess.
The play that basically derailed our season with Cousins came from his
Lindstrom
side.
Stepped on his foot and took him down. Like, he also
gave up another hit on Cousins without anyone stepping on his foot.
There'll
in that
be a couple,
game.
But I don't know. I just don't feel like he's the revolving door everyone makes him out to be.
I'm not sold.
I guess I'm alone. That's fine.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.